أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال عيسى ابن مريم يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يديه من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين. صدق الله صدق الله المولى العظيم. Mr. Chairman, and my dear brothers and sisters, I read to you an ayah, a verse from the Holy Quran, from Surah Saf. How do you find references like that? If you have a translation of the Holy Quran, which is available from the Islamic Guidance Center here in Buraida, and it's available free, I understand, to non-Muslims who are interested. In that translation, if you look at the back of the volume, you will find an index. And in that index, you look for Saf. S-A-F-F. Saf. And it will tell you that is chapter 61. And 61 is easy to find in this book because every page is numbered. Once you have found chapter 61, you look for verse number 6. And you will find this prophecy, this basharat, this good news that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, whom the Christians call Jesus Christ, he made about the coming of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the ending words, it says, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ, and giving glad tidings, good news, of a messenger to come after me. That's what Jesus says. For a messenger to come after me, whose name shall be Ahmad, which is another name for Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if you make such a claim before a Christian, he will tell you, that look, there's nothing like that in my book, the Holy Bible. You are telling him that Jesus Christ did make such a prophecy. He did make such a statement that there is somebody coming after me and his name will be Ahmad. And the Christian says, there's nothing in my book. In other words, you are lying. You are imagining. You are thumb-sucking from somewhere. Now it becomes necessary. Instead of arguing, debating, ignorantly, that we take the little trouble to show the Christian that basharat from his own book, the Bible. And this is how we come to it. You see, Allah Bari Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, he gives us a secret of dealing with the Jews and the Christians. How to handle the Jews and how to handle the Christians. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, where to find it? In the book, in the Quran, and the B, look for Baqarah. It will tell you chapter 2. Easy to find. Ayah number, meaning verse number 120. Again, easy to find. Once you found chapter 2, verse 120, easy to find. It says, وَقَالُوا, and they say, who? The Jews and the Christians, they say, لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا, that you Muslims will never enter Jannah. There is no heaven for you. There is no salvation for you. The Jew says, unless you become a Jew. And the Christian says, unless you become a Christian. What do you do now? Allah Bari Ta'ala, he assures us, don't get terrified, don't get worried. Tell them, تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ, that this is their wishful thinking, vain desire, hallucination. They're talking. Bakwas, babbling. قُلْ, tell them. قُلْ, tell them. حَاتُوا بُرْهَانَ, produce your proof. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are speaking the truth. This is what we were told. Allah Bari Ta'ala is telling us, if the Jews and the Christians make any claim, Don't argue at random. Demand proof. Kul hatu burhan. In kuntum sadiqin. If you are speaking the truth, then let us have a look at your certificate. That entitles you to Jannah and destines us to Jahannam. Let us have a look. And the Christians have taken the trouble of producing the burhan, the proof, the Holy Bible in 2,000 different languages. Believe me, it's unbelievable. Sounds like a fairy tale. There are this Bible, the Christian Bible, is available today in 2,000 different languages. Not forgetting the Arabs. The Christians have for the Arabs 11 different Arabic Bibles. How many? 11. I'm asking, what does an Arab need? 11 different Arabic Bibles. Different. 11. I was thinking, imagining, and we non-Arabs, we think that since there is only one Arabic Quran, if the Christians need a Bible for the Arabs, you need one Arabic Bible. But the Christians know better than that. They know that all Arabs, they don't speak the same dialect. Lahja, different lahja. Then all the Arabs, they don't use the same script. The writings are not the same. Some is one kind, one is bold, and different communities of Arabs have different script and they have different lahja, dialects. So they produce the Bible for the Palestinians different, for the Egyptians different, Tunisians different, Syrians different. Of course, for the Saudis, the Egyptian Bible will do for you. Same. But 11 different Arabic Bibles. So that they could stand before God Almighty on the Day of Judgment and say, Ya Bari Ta'ala, all these Arabs put them into hell. Because we took the trouble of giving them the Bible in their own dialect. 11 different dialects, and they wouldn't listen to you. Put them all into hell. They have taken the trouble. I have samples of that. If you doubt me, I show you the samples of the 11 different Arabic Bibles. I'm not thumb-sucking from any. So, instead of we demanding proof, which we haven't done, it's an amazing situation that for 1,000 years, the Christians and the Jews have lived in a mix. But we didn't take the trouble to ask him for his burhan. Allah is telling you, simple, basic Arabic. You don't have to be professors and allamas and alims. Simple language. Ul hatu burhanakum. I don't know which Arab is there who doesn't understand what I'm talking about. These Arabic words. Ul hatu burhan. Simple. And yet no Arab is doing that. No Arab. No learned man of the Arabs is calling the Jew and the Christian. Let's have a look at your burhan. The secret of dealing with problems is to ask the opposition for his burhan, which we haven't done. But now the Christian is asking us for the burhan. He said, where is your burhan? Where is your proof? That Jesus Christ prophesied the coming of Muhammad. It's not in my book. Your prophet Muhammad, I don't accept him as a prophet. If I did, there's no problem. Since I don't accept him, I don't accept his book, the Quran. So you tell him, I don't accept your Bible. He says your Quran is false. We say his Bible is false. Where do we end? Where do you go from there? The way Allah has told us, ask him for his burhan, and it's quite reasonable for the Christian to ask you for your burhan. He is now asking you for your burhan. Proof. Since he doesn't accept the Quran as your burhan, now you have to take his burhan to prove your case. So, if you have done a little bit of homework, if you have taken some little effort, you would have found it very easy. Wallah, you would have found it very easy. You could have told him, he says, Brother John, open up the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16, verse 7. Open. And let him read. Read it. It says, quoting the words of Jesus, it says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you. It is better for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I go, I will send him. Now you ask him, who is this Comforter? So he says, the Holy Ghost. He is producing a candidate. But since you have taken the trouble to study his book, you will be able to reason with him. That our Quran says that the Holy Prophet Jesus prophesied, gave the good news of the coming of our Holy Prophet Muhammad by name. He said, Ahmad. He says, no, my book says Comforter. And Muhammad is not the Comforter. The Comforter is the Holy Ghost. So you may ask him, excuse me, this word Comforter is an English word. He said, yes. Did Jesus speak English? Did he speak English? He says, no. What language did he speak? Is a Hebrew or Aramaic, a dialect of Hebrew. He said, what did he say in his language? If he didn't use the word Comforter, what word did he use? The Arab Christians, if he is reasoning with you, same reasoning, same logic. You open the Arabic Bible, and I quote it for you. I don't know Arabic. If I knew, wallah, I would have spoken Arabic with you. I feel ashamed being a born Muslim. I am now 74 years old, but I still can't speak Arabic. There are reasons. I can give you explanation. I can give you excuses what happened and how. That your forefathers, they let us down by not teaching us the language. They gave us the religion. They gave us the deen. They converted us. They taught us to read the Quran by sound, produce the sound which we learn to produce. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyak. We read the whole Quran. We have Huffaz, Hafiz al-Quran. They read beautiful recitation of the Quran. They read the whole Quran but don't understand one word. Why? Because that is the system your forefathers gave us. To the Indian Muslims, to the Malay Muslims, Indonesian Muslims, to the Nigerian Muslims, everywhere where you went, you taught the people to read without understanding. May Allah forgive them and may He forgive us. But I took the trouble of learning this from the Arabic Bible, which the Christians produced for you. John chapter 16 verse 7. It says, لَكِنِّي أَكُلُ لَكُمُ الْحَقُّ. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. إِنَّهُ خَيْرُ لَكُمْ إِنْ أَنْتَلِكَ لِأَلَّهُ إِلَّا مَنْ تَلِكْ لَا يَعْتِيكُمُ الْمُؤَزِّي وَلَكِنْ إِنْ زَحَبْتُ أُرْسِلْهُ إِلَيْكُمْ. In the Arabic Bible, the word is مُؤَزِّي. Ask the Christian, the Arab Christian, ask him, did Jesus speak Arabic? He says, no. Then what language did he speak? He said, Hebrew. So what did he say in Hebrew? He didn't say Mu'azzi, did he? He says, no. What did he say? And in the 2,000 different languages of the world, that word for Ahmad, 2,000 different words. In Zulu, is Umtogosis. In Afrikaans, is Truester. And on, 2,000 different names they put into the mouth of Jesus, that this is what Jesus said. We are asking, did Jesus speak Zulu? He says, no. Did he speak Afrikaans? He says, no. Did he speak Bengali? He says, no. What language did he speak? What did he say? We are claiming that he used the word Ahmad, which you haven't preserved. So you see, it's a way that you can talk to him. Jesus Christ also said, I have yet many things to say unto you. Many. Telling his disciples, his Hawariyun, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. You haven't got the capacity. God has given me the knowledge. I can guide you till doomsday. Solution to all your problems I can give you. But you are like little children. You can't understand. Everything that I talk to you, you misunderstand. That's what he's telling. He's complaining. And this fact is written large, means written over and over again in the Christian Bible. In the New Testament, it's written again and again. Again and again, Jesus Christ tells his disciples, ye of little faith, you got no iman. People without faith,
Ye of little faith. Ye of little faith.
Ask the Christian how many times. How many times Jesus is complaining about his disciples that they have no faith. Faithless people. How many times? And the Christian will tell you many times. Then Jesus, he explains to his disciples like talking to little children. And yet they can't understand. So he says, he complains, I even yet without understanding. What's wrong with you? I'm talking as if talking to a little child. I'm explaining things to you and still you can't understand. And when he was provoked further, Jesus Christ, he blurts out, he said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I be with you? I'm telling the Christians that if Jesus was a Japanese instead of a Jew, he would have committed that honorable harakiri, suicide. They gave him endless trouble, his disciples. They gave him no peace, like the disciples of Moses. They, and the Bani Israel gave Musa alayhi salam no peace. The children of Israel, the Jews, again, to the promised Messiah, they gave him no peace. Every time this man of God opened his mouth, they want to stone him. They want to kill him. And he's running and running and running. And a man who's on the run, he's got no time to explain everything to you. So he says, there is somebody coming after me. He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak from himself. But what things soever shall he hear, that shall he speak. And he shall declare unto you the things that are to come. He shall glorify me. This is written in the Christian Bible. Which we have to take a little trouble, do a little bit of homework, learn the verses. This is the secret, my dear brothers. You need facts. Not in books, because every moment you're sitting with a gentleman on the plane and you start chatting. He says, you know, your Jesus told about our holy prophet Muhammad in your book. He said, where? So he said, you know, there's somewhere there. So what does he say? And you start fumbling for words and you put your own words and the guys can't connect up. He says, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Where did you get this from? Did your Muhammad tell you all this? He said, no, in the Quran we are told that Jesus did say such a thing. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. He said, we never heard the name. The name Ahmad is not there in my book. And the name Muhammad is not there in my book. I don't know where you get all these things from. Finish. But if you had taken the trouble, and the way to take the trouble, you don't really have to go and buy the Bible. You don't have all these booklets of mine. I have some here on the table after my lecture. You people, don't rush for it. One by one, you can pick up one, any one of them, one at a time. I have books, as our chairman mentioned, what the Bible says about Muhammad is available from the Islamic Guidance Council here in Bureta. It's not here on the table now. You can pick it up. These books, if you they're finished here, you can pick them up from the Islamic Guidance Center here in Bureta. Pick up these books. Get the book, Muhammad, the Natural Successor to Christ. He's the natural successor to Christ. And when you get the book, learn the verses, the ayah. Learn the Quranic ayah and learn the biblical verse. I have taken the trouble of giving that verse also to you in Arabic, so you don't even have to look for the Arabic Bible. Everything is like being put in your mouth, like halwa. You put in your mouth, you just chew it, that's all. Can you take that amount of trouble? If you can't, you know, I tell you, Allah, we don't deserve to be Muslims. We deserve to get lost. We deserve to perish. As Muslim by name, we can hold on. But in knowledge, we would remain bankrupt. The people, there's a superstitious lot of people, they just make false claims and which they can't justify. So, my dear brothers and sisters, this is a brief introduction to the subject of prophecies that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam made. We can go into details, argue and reason. I would rather that our Christian brethren who are here with us, we would like to give them the opportunity of questioning us. Wallah, there's no problem. We love it. We love you to come forward and say, yes, Mr. Didad, but you know, Muhammad can't be that comforter because the Bible says the comforter is the Holy Ghost. So we will reason with you, inshallah. if God willing, and maybe you might be able to see those verses the way we see it. There's no force, no compulsion. At the end of it, we can shake hands and each go our respective ways. But give us the opportunity of explaining things, any doubts, how we can remove your doubts. So with these words now, I leave this meeting open for questions, most especially from our Christian brethren. And if there's nobody there, then any Muslim want to ask any questions about these prophecies, I will also answer them, and then we'll go on to the next line of discussion. Jazakallah. I look forward to your questions. Please come forward. Where is the mic? Where is the mic? Is the mic provided? It's there. Right. There it is there. Where is it? Will somebody stand up there and point out where the mic is?
Salaam.
MashaAllah.
And Christians believe Prophet Abraham. Why they don't believe in Sarah?
Well, you see, they can't see the connection. If they can't see the connection, it was the duty. I take it you are a Muslim. From your question, it sounds as if you are a Muslim. So in other words now, you should have gone and presented your case. But before doing all that, the right way was, as I was explaining just now, instead of proving the Kaaba, prove Islam to him. Once he accepts Islam, he'll accept everything that you tell him. So you don't have to start spitting hairs, proving to him that Abraham built the Kaaba, for example. Historically and everything. So yeah, so what? So what? Christ died for our sins. Who died for yours? Now you see, this has gone off altogether. You are talking about the Kaaba. I said, look, the Kaaba, and whatever you say, I agree. But salvation doesn't come from knowing about the Kaaba. Salvation comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. What have you to say about that? So therefore, you have to first convince him that this book or the authority that you are quoting is from God. And to do that, you have to prove the prophethood of Muhammad. Then you can prove that the Quran is Allah's kalam, is the word of God, and he will accept, and there will be no problem. Like with me, my forefathers were Hindus. All the Indians, 150 million Muslims in India, their forefathers were Hindus. The Malaysians, they were all Buddhists. The Indonesians were Buddhists. Can you see? But there's no problem between us and them, because already they accept Allah's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran as Allah's kalam. So we don't have to start proving every little thing. Therefore, the primary thing is convince him that Muhammad is the true prophet of God as prophesied by Moses and as prophesied by Jesus. Once he accepts, your problem is solved. You don't have to go into all details. Alright, just one second. The brother suggests that the question and the answer be translated, and I think it's a very good thing. Also gives me a little breather. So, please. Thank you.
هو الذي بنى الكعبة فلما لا يعترف المسيحيون بالكعبة فرد عليه الشيخ قال المسألة ليست مسألة اعتراف أو إنكار الكعبة لو سألته عن ذلك لقال لك الكعبة ليست موضوع ولكن الموضوع أن النجاة من النار هو أن تؤمن بأن عيسى مات لأجلك أو أن عيسى مات لأجلنا يعني المسيحيين فمن الذي مات لأجلك من الذي ستكون النجاة بسببه نجاتك من النار فإذا الأهم من أن تضيع وقتك في إثبات أن الكعبة وأن هناك رابط بين إبراهيم عليه السلام والكعبة هو أن تدعو الرجل إلى الإسلام وتبين له خصائص الإسلام وتريه من كتابه ما يدل على أن الإسلام هو الدين الحق فابدأ بذلك أولا.
We know that you are very expert of the Bible study in the Christian system. For the benefits of the others, for non-Muslims, can you share them, especially right now, how to attain or to receive salvation? Because as a Muslim, we know how to attain salvation. But for the non-Muslims, can you share them how to attain salvation?
Are you a Muslim? You are a Muslim. Are you a Muslim, Yati? Right. Leave that problem. Let the Christian ask. You see, now you are like putting words in my mouth, what I should say. I should deliver another talk, another speech. No, please don't do that. This should come from our Christian brothers. They have a right to ask. Otherwise, like you are touting me, you are encouraging. Right. Leave that problem. Let the Christian ask. You see, now you are like putting words in my mouth, what I should say. I should deliver another talk, another speech. No, please don't do that. This should come from our Christian brethren. They can ask. They have a right to ask me to explain further. Otherwise, like you are touting me, you are encouraging me to deliver another lecture on the subject of salvation, which I don't think it's called for at this juncture. Thank you very much for your question.
سأل السائل وهو مسلم كيف لما لا تشرح لهم نحن نعلم كيف ننجو من النار من عذاب الآخرة فلما لا تشرح لهم للمسيحيين كيف الطريق إلى النجاة فرد عليه الشيخ لما لا تترك المجال الأسئلة للمسيحيين أنفسهم ولما تدفعني لبدء محاضرة جديدة تلقينني موضوعها أرجو أن تترك الأسئلة للمسيحيين
We are not clear on
Yes, you are talking about the Gospel of Saint Barnabas. There is a Gospel translated Injil of Barnabas. In that book, the Gospel of Barnabas, our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned by name. That the one who is coming, his name is Muhammad. About the crucifixion, he tells you that Jesus was not crucified, but somebody was substituted, and on and on and on. Everything that the Muslim is trying to say, it is now in this Gospel of Barnabas. I have read it. But the problem is that once you start explaining the Gospel of Barnabas to the Christian, he says, I don't know the book. I don't know the Barnabas. It's a fabrication. It's a forgery. Now you take the trouble of explaining to him and proving it to him for an hour that Barnabas was a genuine man. He's also mentioned in the New Testament as a miracle worker, as an apostle, as a prophet, and on and on. And he was a disciple of Jesus according to Barnabas himself and all that. The guy says, no, I don't know Barnabas. So what have you done? You wasted your time. Allah is telling us to demand from him his Burhan. And his Burhan is not Barnabas. His Burhan is the Bible. And if you can prove your case from his Bible, your problem is solved. Because this is his book of authority, his Burhan. So why waste time with Barnabas? Maybe it's good entertainment for you and for me. Makes you feel very nice and happy. Because Barnabas is supporting our case. But in this battle, in this debate, in this dialogue, in this discussion, you are wasting your time with Barnabas. Please leave him one side and use the Christian Burhan, which you can do very easily and very effectively.
What is Barnabas or Isaiah? استأذن شيخي أحمد ووضح هذه المسألة كل الناس يقولون الإنجيل كتاب هذا ليس إنجيلا إنما يسمونه النصارى الكتاب المقدس والكتاب المقدس لديهم ليس إنجيلا هذا ليس إنجيلا ولا توراة هذا الكتاب المقدس والكتب التي فيه اسمها إصحاح متى وإصحاح لوق وإصحاح يوحنا وهكذا. لم يسموها هم إنجيل، فلما نسميها إنجيل يا إخواني؟ حتى يأتوا إلينا يقولون القرآن يشهد لهذا الكتاب. القرآن لم يشهد لهذا الكتاب، القرآن شهد للإنجيل وليس لهذا الكتاب. فرجاء دعونا من كلمة إنجيل تطلق على هذا الكتاب، إنما هو الكتاب كتاب النصارى المقدس لديهم، والكتب التي فيه وهو يحتوي 66 كتاب، هذا الذي بيدي اسمها إصحاح، كل كتاب اسمه إصحاح وليس اسمه إنجيل. وما عند برنابس ما هو إلا إصحاح برنابس. الآن الشيخ قال له بدلا من أن تضيع وقتك في السؤال عن إصحاح برنابس المخفي، هذا الكتاب لا يعترف به المسيحيين، فإن أردت إجابة، إن أردت أن تتكلم معهم فتكلم معهم من البرهان الذي قل لهم ما قال لك الله سبحانه وتعالى، قل هاتوا برهانكم، برهانهم من الكتاب وليس من كتابهم، وليس من كتاب لا يعترفون به، بل من الكتاب الذي يعترفون به.
My dear brothers, are you here to ask a question? Are you a Muslim? Are you a Muslim? You're not the one with the turban. Are you a Muslim? Right. Now this is the fifth question, and everyone is a Muslim. Now I'm here to satisfy my Christian brothers. They will say when they go away, he says, the Muslims gave us no chance. First one Muslim, second one Muslim, third one Muslim, fourth one Muslim, fifth, as if we arranged that you Muslims keep on coming and asking me questions so as to protect me from the Christian question. Therefore, I suggest you, my Muslim brother, look, if you want to talk to me, come home to my hotel and talk to me. You. Give our Christian brothers a chance, please. Give them a chance. Not one more Muslim now. I don't want not one. Not one Muslim. Please, go and sit down. The Muslim must go and sit down. Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? I'm asking you. Are you a Christian? Well, do you understand? I said, the Muslim, go and sit down. I want only Christians now. Otherwise, I have another program. I'd rather go on with the second part of the program.
من المسيحيين فقط يا أخواني، حتى ننتقل للمرحلة للجزء الآخر من المحاضرة، ومعنا عندنا جزء آخر نريد أن نصرف فيه وقت بدلا من أن نجيب على أسئلة المسلمين. هذه فرصة للمسيحيين أنفسهم يسألون، فإن تكاثر المسيحيون يسأل المسلمين يسألون عند الميكروفون، لربما ظن المسيحيين أننا مرتبين هذا الكلام. هذا الذي يقوله الشيخ، يقول دعوا الميكروفون للمسيحيين يسألون، حتى أنا موجود هنا للإجابة على المسيحيين ولا على المسلمين. فرجاء إذا كان السائل مسلم فليجلس، لا أريد أسئلة من المسلمين الآن. من كان مسلما ويريد مني أسئلة فليسألني بعد المحاضرة.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله.
The date of our Prophet Muhammad, who is giving the priority to continuous Islamic religion. After Muhammad's Prophet, who giving the prisoners to giving the priority to continuous Islamic Islam.
Understand that English?
He's saying,
yes.
Sorry. I will repeat your question and you nod if you agree. Let me just say this. You're asking us, Sheikh Ahmad, after Muhammad, who is supposed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is supposed to carry the message of Islam? Is that your question?
Right. After the demise of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Muslims were to carry it on. Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, Ali, and the thousands of other Muslims who were accepted Islam, they and their children and their children's children to this day. There is a continuous line of carrying on that message which is here with us today. Any other question? Right, next one please.
Next one. Next questioner.
Yes. Any questions from the ladies, please?
It seems as if our Christian brethren have all accepted Islam. Give them a heart clap. They have accepted all that we have said. Right, now we will continue with the second part of our program. I would like to show my Muslim brethren now, since we are not doing the job, we were supposed to have gone out into the world and propagated Islam for 1400 years. But somehow we have failed to carry out our responsibility.
القرون الكثيرة التي مرت لم نقم بواجبنا نحو نشر الإسلام. ما الذي يحدث نتيجة لذلك؟
We have to congratulate our Christian brethren that they are interested in us. If we are not interested in them, they are interested in us. They want to save us from hellfire. They want to give us Jannah. So, the efforts that they are making, I am now going to prove, show them to you. I have here in my hand a Christian publication called Prayer. On the front, there is a picture of a Chinese or a Korean by the name of John Lee. And he speaks about the kingdom of oil, meaning the Arab countries. And he says, I'm quoting, I am in Saudi Arabia, just left Kuwait. This Christian missionary is boasting that he was in Kuwait doing his master's job, and now he's in Saudi Arabia still trying to do his master's job.
إذا كنا لم نهتم بالمسيحيين فالمسيحيين اهتموا بنا. إذا كنا لم نهتم بدعوة المسيحيين فالمسيحيين قد نشطوا لدعوتنا. وهذه يعني أريكم بعض الإثبات لما أقول. هذه صورة لرجل كوري أو صيني اسمه جون لي يقول اسم الورقة الصلاة وهو يقول لقد تركت الكويت لتوي وقد ذهبت إلى السعودية. قد خرج من الكويت وجاء إلى السعودية ليقوم بواجبه نحو سيده عيسى عليه السلام.
Here is the cover of a book. The title of the book is Sound the Alarm from Saudi Arabia. Sound the Alarm from Saudi Arabia. The author is Tom Griffith. This Christian Englishman, he lived with us for 10 years in Jeddah, in Taif and in Riyadh. 10 years he worked for the Saudis, but he was studying the people. And when he retires, he writes a book of how to pervert the Saudis into Christianity.
هذا رجل اسمه توم جريفيث ينادونه هنا بأبو فليب عاش 10 سنوات في المملكة في جدة وطائف الرياض وعندما عاد إلى بريطانيا بلده قال ابدأوا هذا الكتاب يقول ساوند الارم يعني ابدأوا حملتكم من الجزيرة من السعودية حملة التنصير.
If they can't come and knock at your door, which alhamdulillah our government will not allow Christian missionaries to come and knock at your door in your country, but there is a way they can still get to you through the post. So here is a photostat of a letter received from Wolverhampton in England by one of our brothers in Jeddah. It addressed the manager, Sand Supermarket, PO Box 7807, Sharafia, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And inside was a coupon offering you, this gentleman, a free Injil. So they say, a free Injil in Arabic. Absolutely free. You don't have to pay 1 cent. Get it free. Bakshish.
إن لم يكن الحمد لله حكومتنا لا تسمح للمبشرين أو المنصرين أن يأتوا إلى أبوابنا يقرعوها. فإن لم يستطيعوا أن يقرعوا أبوابنا بأنفسهم فإنهم سيصلون إلينا عن طريق البريد. وهذه رسالة معنونة إلى رجل في جدة مدير بقالة الصحراء بقالة الرمال، وداخل الرسالة قسيمة للحصول على ما يسمونه إنجيل أي كتابهم المقدس مجانا بخشيش.
Here is another. This is now addressed to the manager, Al-Muhandis Nizar Kurdi, PO Box 296 to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, offering him an Injil, free Injil in Arabic.
معنونة إلى المهندس نزار كردي في الرياض، تعرض عليه كتابهم المقدس مرة أخرى مجانا.
Here is a beautiful magazine for our sons and daughters, especially our daughters, available in the market bookstores in Saudi Arabia. You open inside and you find beautiful magazine in four color, but Christian propaganda addressed to our sons and daughters.
كتيب صغير جميل الغلاف تجده في البقالات، يشتريه الأطفال، والمنصرين وضعوا فيه ما يريدون لينصروا أطفالنا. أطفالنا يشترون هذه الكتيبات دون أن نعلم ودون أن يعلم.
Prepare for the shop. Tell them to prepare for the shop. Tell them prepare for the shop.
يقول الشيخ تأهبوا للمفاجأة نعم للمفاجأة.
Don't faint. Don't faint.
لكن لا يغمى عليكم.
Now they want to get at our daughters. The most precious thing that a man has is his child, his daughter. But the Christians now, they want to get at your daughter. So here is a Christian publication from England, magazine, beautiful magazine, on which you see that a picture of an Arab child, daughter, girl in the hijab. And it says there, she may never meet a Christian. It's possible you won't allow a Christian to come and knock at your door, say, I want to see your daughter, I want to date her. You'll kill him. So, he says there, they confess, she may never meet a Christian, but you could write to her about God's love, and they tell you how they can do that.
هذه يريدون أن يصلون إلى نسائنا وبناتنا. نعم لا يستطيعون أن يصادقوا نسائنا مباشرة أو بناتنا، فماذا يفعلون؟ يرسلون رسالة ويعطونها عنوان لمن يريد أن يراسلها. نعم هذه بناتنا المصونات يريدون أن يصلون إليهن عن طريق البريد مرة أخرى.
How to catch our daughters? They continue. Majalla is a youth magazine published in the Middle East and distributed in 14 Arab countries, including Saudi Arabia. In 14 Arab countries, the magazine is in Arabic and most of the editorial work is carried out by Arab Christians. One section of the magazine is a pen friend exchange on this page. They're offering how to do the job, how to get at your daughter. المجلة.
هذه الصفحة أخذت من المجلة، أو هذا عنوان يشير إلى المجلة. تقول فيها أنها مجلة للشباب تصدر في الشرق الأوسط وتوزع في 14 بلد عربية، والمجلة باللغة العربية، وأكثر القائمين عليها من النصارى العرب.
When you go home, see in those magazines that your sons and daughters are collecting, you might have the مجلة. Here's the مجلة. المجلة. Looks like a 100% Muslim magazine. On this particular one here, you see a Saudi soldier, looks like, and he's got the flag of Saudi, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, written under it. This is done by Arab Christians to catch the Muslim Arab fish.
هذه المجلة، جريدة المجلة المعروفة، يقول الشيخ اذهب إلى بيتك وفتش بين المجلات قد تجد منها نسخة. هذه المجلة التي يتحدث عنها يدس فيها النصارى سمومهم، وهي مجلة تباع في البلاد العربية.
They are not interested in the Bengali girls. They are not interested in the Pakistani girls. They are not interested in the Muslim Nigerian girls. They are interested in Arab daughters, your daughters. They are interested in your daughters. That 14 Arab countries, they are having this magazine distributed to get your daughters to respond so that they can correspond with them. And then when they visit London, they will be waiting for them to take your daughters around on a guided tour of London. And what else you know?
لا يريدون الباكستانيات ولا البنغلاديشيات ولا الأخريات، يريدون بنات العرب ويريدون أن يتعرفوا عليهن، حتى إذا ذهبت البنت منهم إلى لندن أخذوها في جولة سياحية مع صديقها صديق القلم.
How is it that we have reached this stage that our daughters become the targets? What has given them that confidence? Something we have to account for. You have to start thinking now. Why is it that they are interested in the Saudi girl? Why are they interested in the Kuwaiti girl and the Bahraini girl? What is the reason? This must be, I hope I'm wrong in my judgment, this is Allah's punishment for us for not doing His job. He is complaining to us. Allah is crying to us in the Holy Quran, which we have not heeded. The cries of Allah we have not heeded. He is crying in Surah Maryam. He says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. And they say that Ar-Rahman, the merciful God, has begotten a son. He said, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا عِدًّا. It's one of the most abominable assertions. The worst swearing you can give Allah is this. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَتَّرْنَ مِنْهُ. At least the skies are ready to burst. وَتَنْشَقَّ الْأَرْضُ. And the earth to split asunder. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ حَدَّا. And the mountains to fall down in utter ruin. Such horrible words that they use against Allah Bari Ta'ala. Does it move us? Has it moved us? No. To us it's a big joke. So Allah has begotten a son. This is Allah's punishment. I hope I'm wrong. That now you didn't do the job, you didn't rectify the people, now your daughters become the targets.
يجب أن نسأل أنفسنا لماذا صارت بناتنا هدفا لهؤلاء المنصرين. أتمنى أن أكون مخطئا، ولكني أخاف أن هذه عقوبة من الله سبحانه وتعالى، حيث ادعى هؤلاء بأن الله اتخذ ولدا ولم نحرك شيئا، كأنها نكتة تقال لم تهزنا هزا بالقدر الكافي، لم نفعل شيئا عندما قالوا هذه الكلمة التي يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى عنها أنها تكاد تخر السماوات وتنهد لها الجبال هدا. هذه الكلمة لم تحرك فينا شيء. لربما وأرجو أن أكون مخطئا، لربما هذه عقوبة من الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Now my dear brethren, prepare for another shock.
الآن أخواني تجهزوا لمفاجأة أخرى.
Germany, you say Almania. Now Almania, Germany has sent a Scud missile towards Saudi Arabia. And that Scud missile fell somewhere in this country. If anybody can guess where it would have fallen, I am prepared to give that person $100 bakshish. Germany shot out a Scud missile aimed at Saudi Arabia and it fell to earth in this country. If you can just guess where it could have fallen, I am prepared to give you $100 note for that. Yes, don't be afraid, you lose nothing. Just one second.
يقول الشيخ ألمانيا لقد أرسلت ألمانيا سكاد إلى السعودية وسقط في مكان ما. إن كان فيكم من يستطيع أن يخمن أين وقع ذلك سكاد، فهو مستعد أن يعطيه $100 بخشيش.
Yes, shout, don't be afraid. Huh? Kasim, huh? Jeddah. Come, huh?
Mecca.
Mecca, huh? Huh? No. It's so near to you that you can't see it. Bureida. Came to Bureida. Here's that Scud missile. I want you to confirm. It's coming from Germany and it landed in Bureida. Bureida stands there.
Scud missile هذه جاءت من ألمانيا وأنا أرى عليها عنوان ألمانيا وختم بريد بريدة. مرت بالرياض ثم جاءت إلى بريدة ب 22/3/1410.
This Scud missile, I tell you what's inside. I said Scud missile. Yeah. Watch. Coming from Germany. Look at this beautiful Torah. It's written there, Allah muhabbah to give to our children. Allah muhabbah. Beautiful thing with a 1-year calendar free at the back for beggars like us.
إذا تريد أن تصور سارة مسكرة. هذه بطاقة كتب ملونة ومصقولة على وجه منها مكتوب الله محبة، والوجه الآخر عبارة عن تقويم لعام كامل. هذه البطاقة أحد المحتويات ذلك الظرف.
That was a beautiful red. Some people don't like the red, so they give you purple. What about the purple one? You might like that better.
إن كنت لا تحب الأحمر فالبنفسجي لربما أحسن.
Here's a beautiful sticker in gold for your children. We'll paste it in the Quran or in your books of hadith. It says there, Abbana. When I read it first, I was thinking it was Rabbana, Atina, Fid Dunya, Hasanatan, Wa Fil Akh. But somebody told me, no, this is not Rabbana, Atina. This is Abbana, to catch your fish, little children.
وهذه لاصقة لربما يلصقها طفل أطفالنا على القرآن أو على كتاب الحديث. أنا ظننت لما رأيتها أول مرة أنها تقول ربنا، أي ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة، حتى نبهني أحد الأخوة وقال لا، هذه البطاقة تقول أبانا.
Another variation of the card. I can't read it. This Arabic is a bit too heavy for me, but with the calendar at the back. Somehow get you involved, catch you fish.
هذه البطاقة لم يستطع الشيخ أن يقرأها، أنا أقرأها لكم. تقول ليس بأحد غيره الخلاص، لأن ليس اسم آخر تحت السماء قد أعطي بين الناس ينبغي أن نخلص. هذه البطاقة أحد المحتويات بنفسجية.
All in the Scud missile, all came together. Here is this book. This is the book. Handsome young man with a nice zulfa, you know, the long hair of the head and nice lovely beard. His name is K.K. Alawi. He's boasting he has found peace and joy in Christianity and now he's offering it to you and he's quoting verses from the Quran. Won't you like to read in Arabic?
مرتد اسمه كاف علوي بلحيته الكثيفة يقول بأنه يريد أن ينصر المسلمين. يقول أنه وجد ارتياحا في النصرانية وفي كتيبه من الداخل يذكر بعض آيات القرآن.
If you have some friends who can't read Arabic, they've got one for you in English. Same thing in English.
أقرأ العربية أو اللغة الإنجليزية، هذا الكتيب موجود باللغتين.
This is another beautiful book with our architecture of Mecca or Medina and the construction were going on. It's a Nasra al-Haq. And it tells you here that this is addressed to the Sheikh of Saudi Arabia.
هذا كتاب عليه صور من مسجد ولربما مشروع الحرب المكي ومكتوب عليه نصرة الحق، وفي الداخل مكتوب رد على شيخ مسؤول في السعودية حول بعض العقائد المختلف عليها.
And here is something about our salat. كيف نصلي؟ كيف نصلي؟ How do you worship? Putting your heads down and putting your bums up? Is that how you pray? Is that the way to pray? So this is the book addressed to you, making a mockery out of our salat.
وهذا كتاب يستهزئ بأوضاع الصلاة.
And on beautiful production and on coming from Germany. This Qad Mizal came from Germany and on, all free. And each and every one of you can get it free. Won't you like to have it? Bakshish.
كل هذه الكتب جاءت مجانا. هل يرغب أحد في أن يحصل على مثل هذه النسخ مجانا؟
Now this is what they're doing for us. And here I have evidence. I can keep you here till midnight. Show you books after books, books after books. But it's not necessary. I'm sure you are by now convinced that the Christian means business. He wants to pervert you, if not you, your children into Christianity. What are we prepared to do in return? No revenge? We expect a fair fight? We don't want people to deceive us? These are deceptions. They're deceiving you in the guise of being a friend, giving you something for nothing. Beautiful tuhras. Look at this, beautiful tuhras. Do you think this is a Muslim thing? This is a Quranic ayahs, and you take it home and you give it to your father or your mother, and she kisses it and puts it on the wall, and another one, and another one, and another one. This is all Christian deception, trying to catch the Muslim fish, more especially the Arab fish.
محاولات عديدة لخداع المسلمين. هذه كتابات كأنها خطوط كأنها خطوط من آيات قرآنية، ولكنها في الحقيقة كلمات من كتابهم المقدس، يحاولون جاهدين في تنصيركم.
Our answer is from what we are thinking. We also have to publish books presenting our case, inviting people to Islam as Allah wants us to do. He says, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati." Invite all to the ways of thy Lord with wisdom. وَالْمَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ And with beautiful preaching. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنَ And reason with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. And this is what we have discovered. Write out booklets, put your side of the story, present your case, and also give it to them. Give it to them. All these books are published on that level. Give it to the Christians from our side. And the Holy Quran. Publish the Quran, translations, and give it to them. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we need your help in this work. Help anybody of society that's doing the job. If you can't do it yourself, let somebody else do the job. Otherwise, Allah's warning is there. He says, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمٌ خَيْرًا If you, O Muslims, fail to carry out your duties and responsibilities, as Allah wants you to do, he says, يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمٌ خَيْرَكُمْ He'll substitute in your place another people, ثُمَّ لَا يَكُمْ أَمْثَالَكُمْ Then they won't be like you. وَآخْرُ الدَّوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
لَقَدْ قُمْنَا بِدَوْرِنَا نَحْنُ بِأَنْ أَلَّفْنَا هَذِهِ الْكُتَيْبَاتِ الَّتِي ذُكِرَتْ فِي الْبِدَايَةِ هَذِهِ الْكُتَيْبَاتِ نَعْطِيكُمْ الْحَقِّ فِي نشرها في طباعتها في نشرها قوموا بما تستطيعون إن لم تستطيعوا بأنفسكم وأقول هذه من عندي إن لم تستطيعوا بأنفسكم فالحمد لله ربي يسر مثل مركز دعوة الجاليات القصيم هذا المركز انشأ ليقوم بهذا الدور ولكن لا يستغني عن مساعدتكم لتقوموا بهذا الدور هم يطبعون الكتب اطبعوا هذه الكتب ساعدوا على طباعتها كل واحد يدفع قليلا والقليل يتجمع ويطبع به كمية كبيرة يا إخواني لابد من أن نتبنى الدعوة الدعوة كثير من الناس يظنون أنها واجب الجهاد أو المسؤولة السلطات المسؤولة لا الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا يا محمد أنا ومن اتبعني، كل من اتبع محمد فهو مسؤول عن الدعوة. فإن لم تستطع أن تدعو بنفسك، إن كانت لغتك لا تساعدك، إن كان وقتك لا يساعدك، فالحمد لله لقد انبرى لهذا العمل أناس، ولكن ليس لن يقوموا بدورك، لا يزال لك دور. ما هو؟ مساعدتهم على أن يقوموا بهذا العمل.
سمعنا بأذاننا ما قاله الشيخ أحمد دادات من الأدلة على أن هناك مبشرين يعملون بيننا، فما رأيكم سأخرج من بين الحضور الآن شخص عمل عدة سنوات في هذه المملكة وسيعترف أمامكم الآن أنه عمل مبشرا وكان اسمه لويس، وسيخبركم بكل القصة كاملة. Brother Luis, come here.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge in God Almighty with all of the enemies of the devil, the cursed one. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the God Almighty, the most merciful and the most beneficent. My dear brother chairman, Sheikh Ahmed Hussain Didat, and my dear respected brothers in Islam and all faiths. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It means the peace, the mercy and the blessings of God Almighty be with you all. With all of the humility, I have to do a confession in front of you all. Thank for God Almighty. Especially I want to address the Christians and the non-Muslim brothers here, because they are the most luckiest people in the face of the earth as well as in Breda. Because Sheikh Ahmed Didat, he has come here from millions and millions kilometers away from here, from South Africa, to deliver you the message. And Sheikh Abdulaziz Tuajiri, he has opened the head office in Breda in Al Kobebi Street. And Sheikh Ahel Wabil, he is from Badai. And Sheikh Khalifa Al-Aqil from Al-Ras. And also Sheikh Salah Sobil from Unesa. So they are calling for you the true religion of Islam. And you have to, don't have to pay anything for the literature and the holy Quranic text and the audio and video cassette which you are receiving from these offices. Everything is free of charge. My dear brothers, but I am really feeling jealous about you, because I want to tell you all of humility that before 8 years, I penetrated South Arabia as a charismatic Christian missionary to the Jewish job and to bait you all towards Christianity. Being a gospel instructor in the Roman Catholic Diocese Seminary, experiencing Roman Catholic priest for 6 years, I gave up the Roman Catholic religion and entered the different various denominations, Baptist to Methodist, Methodist Lutheran to the Seventh-day Adventist to Jehovah's Witness. Ultimately, I came to South Arabia. I knew how to penetrate it and getting an executive job in a leading firm in South Arabia. My dear brothers, and ultimately, I was convinced with the way of Islam which they were practicing in South Arabia. I was calling for the Holy Quran for one whole year. But every day I was getting the answer, inshallah bukra for whole 1 year.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. قبل أن نتحدث أريد أن أهنئ المسيحيين الموجودين هنا، حيث قدم إليهم من آلاف الكيلومترات من أقاصي أفريقيا شيخنا الفاضل أحمد ديدات ليدعوهم إلى الإسلام. أما أنا فأريد أن أعترف أمامكم بشيء ما، وهو أنه من حوالي 8 سنوات استطعت أن أخترق جدار السعودية وأدخل كمبشر أو منصر، وبعد مرور بعض الوقت واقتناعي بأن الإسلام دين الحق، بدأت أسأل وأطلب نسخة من القرآن، من ترجمة معاني القرآن الكريم، وكل الذي حصلت عليه من الناس إن شاء الله بكرة
Ultimately, Alhamdulillah, all the praise be to the Allah, the God Almighty. I got one copy of the translation of the Holy Quran, and I read the Holy Quran, the first chapter. Alhamdulillah, I found this is a similar prayer that taught by Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, to his disciples. And when I turned to the second chapter, I had to read only four verses from the Holy Quran. These four verses of the Holy Quran convinced me towards the true religion of Islam.
ولكن الحمد لله بعد أن حصلت على نسخة من ترجمة معاني القرآن وقرأت الفاتحة السورة الأولى وجدت أنها تشبه الدعاء الذي علمه عيسى للحواريين. وعندما فتحت إلى السورة الثانية كانت أربع آيات كافية لإقناعي بأن الإسلام هو دين الحق.
Because I found the fourth ayah of the second chapter of Surah Al-Baqarah that it mentioned that the revelations sent to thee, O Muhammad, and the revelations sent before thy time for the previous prophet. Then I found Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is the predicted messenger by his predecessor, Prophet Jesus Christ, peace be upon him.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون هذه الكلمات وما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك هذه الكلمات هي الكلمات التي أقنعتني بأن هذه الأمة المسلمين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليهم وكل ما أنزل على الرسل من قبلهم.
Becoming a Muslim, understanding my duty, Alhamdulillah, I am going now house to house, city to city, country to country to propagate the true religion of Islam.
ولكني أختلف عن إخوان المسلمين الآخرين لقد فهمت دوري وواجبي فصرت أذهب من بيت إلى بيت ومن مكان إلى مكان أدعو إلى الله.
And brothers, you can meet me especially in Kobe Street 142 in Breda. And also I have a small message for my Filipino brothers. I found their brothers here. So I want to talk to them in their own language. Maraming salamat mga kabayan. Kabalit ko. Kung ibig mamaging tunay na mananampalataya, kailangan maniwala, kasa, limang bagay. Una, ang Diyos sa isa. Pangalawa, lahat ng propeta. Pangatlo, lahat ng akhlak. Pangapat, lahat ng anghel. Panglima, araw ng panghukong. Maniniwala o hindi, nasasin niyo na yan. Jazakallah khairan, God Almighty will be pleased with you.
أنا موجود في مركز الجاليات في شارع الخبيب 142 شارع الخبيب. من أراد أن يقابلني فأنا دائما هناك وكثير من الأوقات هناك. أما أريد أن أقول لإخوتي الإخوان الفلبينيين أن عيسى عليه السلام لم يكن ملكا وليس هو ابن الله ولكنه رسول من الله سبحانه وتعالى.